Why do parents and kids clash about dating? What's really going on under the surface in that?
I think there can be different things depending on the situation, but I think one of the things that's a clash with dating is, and I think it's been described well by some people, I think us, and I've also done some studies that look at parent-offspring conflict over mating, that you might think that parents and children would agree on what a good partner for their child would be, but they don't always, because there's other things involved, right? So when you're young, you might prioritize, especially before you have kids, you might prioritize attractiveness more than you might prioritize earning potential in that early dating phase, where parents might prioritize that earning potential or good social connections, for example, things that could benefit the whole family versus just benefiting you. And I think we often don't think about this because we're thinking about modern mating decisions in Western cultures where you make your mating choices, right? You decide who you're going to marry. But a lot of human history, parents probably did have a lot bigger say in who you married. Think about cultures with arranged marriages. But historically, that may have been a much more common sort of pattern to see in a lot of different cultures. And so in those, there might have been actually a lot more conflict over, okay, you would like this, but this parents are going to make the decision and they're going to enforce it. But I think a lot of times it's the prioritization of what some people might call good genes versus resource potential. Some of it is parent-offspring conflict over, especially for daughters, over engaging in short-term mating versus long-term mating, where parents would prefer that the daughter pick somebody and settle down and not be doing too much short-term mating, because there's a concern about whether too much short-term mating impairs her ability to get a quality long-term mate. Right, the idea that if she's had a lot of sexual partners, that might not be seen as being as desirable. And it may also be that parents just are perceiving behavior and reputation differently than the children. But all of those things, I think, can have a big impact on conflict between parents and children about dating. And how much people may be comfortable or not with bringing home partners to meet parents. And maybe you don't care that much if it's a short-term thing or you're not thinking about long-term, but once you start thinking about long-term, you think a lot more about image management, making sure parents are on board because they're going to be grandparents one day, perhaps, and you want them to be involved in investing in grandchildren and things like that as well. And you want harmonious family get-togethers and stuff. So that, I think it matters more as you move into the longer-term mating versus the shorter-term dating. Although I suspect there are a lot of boys who are interested in short-term mating and bring home short-term girlfriends that drives the parents crazy. Or at least the mother's crazy, and the dad's maybe, yeah, I'd tap that too. I'm going to be, oh, yeah, I would have done that too. And the mother's like,